Got your Bibles? Oh, well, let me ask y'all. I gave you a little assignment this morning. I said this word success is only mentioned one time in the Bible, so where am I going? There you go. Joshua chapter number 1. And stand with me with your Bibles open to verse 1, and I'll read down to verse 8. Then a little while later, I'm going to read four passages by themselves. I want you to follow me tonight. Joshua chapter number 1. I love the Bible. I want to ask you to do me a favor tonight. Keep your Bible open. I want you to follow me in every point that I give tonight. I want to give you Bible for it. I want you to see it. I want it to be real in your life. I want God to make you successful. And I want you to know success doesn't depend on your intelligence. No. It doesn't even depend on your talents. But it does depend on God. And I want you to look with me. Joshua chapter number 1. If you're there, say amen. Amen. Now after the death of Moses, look at this language about Moses, the servant of the Lord. It came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river and river Euphrates. Boy, I wish I had a map. Oh, the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so will I be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Somebody, I'll stop right there and shout. I want all y'all to know God is not going to fail you. He will not fail you, and He will not forsake you. And I'm trying not to bog down, but that's about to get my mule loose on that. Be strong and of good courage. For unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, and that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. The book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and here's the only time in the Bible, thou shalt have good success. Father, help your preacher be empowered tonight. I just can walk off the stage if you're not going to come on the scene. I want to preach with power. I want to preach with passion. I want to drive home this thought in our people's hearts. There's too many people in this room have listened to the devil when he told them they can't succeed. When you just said, we can have good success. Now, Lord, you bless. And we'll praise you and honor you and glorify you in Jesus' name for his sake. Amen. I love the book of Joshua. By the way, Joshua's name means Jehovah is salvation. By the way, I'll just stop there for a minute. There's only one way to be saved, and that is through Jehovah. Salvation is of the Lord. Hey, won't you know something? You're not going to get saved tonight by yourself, by your works, by your goodness. Salvation comes from God. God originates it, God operates it, and the outcome of your salvation is not dependent on you, but is dependent on Almighty God. Whew. Woo! Joshua grew up in bondage. He saw the plagues. He saw the signs. He saw the deliverance. He saw Moses stretch the rod at the Red Sea. He saw them all walk across on dry ground. He was in the wilderness when they gave him water. He was there when they gave him manna. He was there when the quail came. He was, whoa, glory. He was there when their shoes never wore out. Whew. He was there. But now Moses was dead. Now write this down. This is just a little outline for you to remember. There's actually four stages of Joshua's life. He was Joshua the slave. He actually was a slave in Egypt. He was Joshua the soldier. How many remember the story when they had to lift up Moses' hands? By the way, you say, I can't do anything in church. Why don't you lift your preacher's hands up? I mean, you say, I can't do anything. Why don't you lift my hands up? Because I want you to know, as long as the hands of the man of God are lifted up, you'll succeed. And he fought Amalek. He was a soldier. He was a slave. Are y'all still with me? Let me go on in his life. He was also one of the 12 spies. Now, I'm going to bring a point here. This ain't the sermon yet, but I think it bears bringing. When this spies come up out back out of Canaan, they had a vote. And 10-2, they said, we can't go in. But there was two old boys. One of them's name was Caleb. And another, Joshua, said, we're well able to go in. I want you to know something. You do not have to be in the majority to succeed. I want you to know something. If I would have listened to the majority of people, I'd have done quit and I'd done been a failure. But I'd have made my mind up. I ain't going to listen to a bunch of nonsense. I'm going to listen to God. I'm going to hold in on God. I'm going to serve God. I'm going to do everything I can. And I ain't going to listen to 10 negative people when I can just go on for God without it. Amen. He was assuming the reins of leadership. And I want all y'all to know something. Moses was a big deal. Moses, the one that saw God in the mountain, had to put a veil over his head. Did you see all God? No, he just saw God's backside. And that was enough that his face shone. Somebody help me preach. And Moses is the one saw God in the burning bush. And God told him, he said, you might not be eloquent, just go down there and say, I am a Hesifi. So I want you to know something. To follow Moses was pressure. Now I want all y'all to hear me. Look up at me. If you think you're going to live a life without pressure, you're absolutely incorrect. I want y'all now to look at four statements. Four verses one more time. Found in verse 6, 7, 9, and 18. It's repeated four times. I'll read it to you. I'll just read parts of it. Verse 6, be strong and of good courage. Verse 7, be thou strong and very courageous. Verse 8, have not I commanded thee, be strong and of a good courage. Look at verse 18. The last part. Only be strong and of good courage. Somebody help me. When God says something once, that's important. But when God says it four times, some of you better pay attention. See, Egypt was a picture of bondage. The wilderness was a picture of wandering. And Canaan was a picture of rest and enjoying and the power of God. They were going to go to a place where there's still going to be enemies. They're going to go to a place where they were going to enjoy things that they didn't plant and wells they didn't dig. And God was going to bless them. Somebody help me preach. But I want to tell you something. Y'all want to be a success? Do you? Do you? Do you? Do you? Do you? There's one stipulation. And it's mentioned four times. Be strong and be very courageous. Somebody help me preach. I want y'all to hear this. A bummer is good stuff waiting for you and you miss it. Let me say that again. You know what a bummer is? A bummer is God having good stuff for you, waiting for you, and you miss it just because you're not strong. Whew. I know people that miss the right partner for their life. They married the wrong person. I want y'all to know something. I'm going to raise my hand to heaven. I thank God that I didn't miss the right partner. I want you to know something. And I'm going to do this. And if you husbands don't do it, shame on you. I got the best woman that ever walked in shoes and wore a dress. And I want you to know something. That woman I know is that, hey, Marie, don't you say amen, is the only person probably could ever put up with me. She's the greatest woman in my life. And if I would have been like some people, and by the way, I had a couple of them little things, little skirts running after me. Oh, I did. But I thank God. I thank God I didn't go that way. Hello. See, I want you to know something. God gave me the best. See, and you are, I was strong enough to wait. I was strong enough to not go after all the other junk. I was strong enough to know that's the one I want. By the way, Bill introduced me to her. Bill said, this is her. This is the girl I've been talking about. And she said, well, I ain't going to go out with him if he don't cut his hair. I had my hair cut by Friday. She didn't go out with me for 6 months, but I had my hair cut. I had a big, hey, listen to me, I had a big afro. I want you to know, Miss Brown, I had an afro. I mean it, it was out here. I forked it. I didn't have a comb, I couldn't comb my hair, I forked it. You mean to tell me, preacher, you had all that head of hair you ain't much to look at now, and God gave you a partner. God bless your life. How did it happen? I was strong. I want to be successful. And it said, be strong. Four things I'm done. Will you follow me in your Bible now? Look at verse 6 and 7. First of all, be strong in your focus. You want to be successful? Listen to this. Be strong and of good courage. For unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto you, their fathers to give them. Now listen to this. Only be thou very strong that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. Can y'all read this with me? Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left hand. I want to tell you why some of you haven't been successful. You've let things distract you. I want to be honest with you. when we start having big days here like we had Easter Sunday and the ladies' conference this week and we got Jubilee coming, I want y'all to know what I am. Hey, Sister Elkins, I'm in the zone. And I done made my mind up, and none of you better come up and ruin me and try because I'm going to ignore you. Because I ain't going to the right and I ain't going to the left. I ain't listening to a bunch of foolishness. Because every time Jubilee comes, I hear foolishness. The devil throws everything at us. And I want you to know, if you think you're going to go through life without opposition, you're wrong. And you've got to stay focused. You say, well, you're focusing. I'm focused on souls. I'm focused on a move of God. I'm focused on worship. I'm focused on God doing something great in your life. Whew. Hallelujah. So you got a straight path. You can't go to the right or left. I'm going to ask you something. Don't raise your hand, but let me ask you. How many of you in this room will admit that the times you have failed and the times you weren't successful is when you got your eyes off of God and got distracted? And you think the devil won't try to distract you? Young man, young lady, you need to get a goal. You need to get a focus. You need to get to where God wants you to go. And you need to find out soon and get God's power in your life and get focused on the goal and reach the goal. And don't go to the left and don't go to the right. Stay with it. I'm a pastor. This is my job. And I ain't letting a bunch of stuff get me out of focus. You notice I don't preach out much anymore. You say, why? Number one, I ain't got time. And if I do, it's going to be targeted to somebody I can help. And I ain't going out all the time. Because see, I got to be focused. There's a bunch of preachers I know, they hold 50 revivals a year and pastor church. Now I want you to know they go ahead and do it if they want to, but I ain't. Because you're my priority. You're what, hey, my job's to help you. That don't mean I won't preach one once in a while, but I want you to know something. I got to stay laser focused. I'm going to tell you, I thank God for staff. I thank God for a staff that helps me to stay focused. I don't have to do all that stuff. Now, when I first came here, I had to be everything to everybody. But I want to tell you, I don't have to do that now. You said, somebody said the other day, it seems like your preaching's getting better. Seems like you've got more power and passion. Why? Because I ain't trying to do everything else. I delegate authority. And I stay with what I ought to stay with, preaching the Word of God. Verse 7, he said, you're going to have sure prosperity. I want you to know something. There's some of you in this room ought to raise your hand and shout, God's blessed you. He's prospered you. He's gave you good jobs. He's promoted you. He's helped you when nobody else would help you. Somebody ought to praise Him. I want to tell you, God's been good to this boy. I was a bartender's boy. I should have failed. I shouldn't have succeeded. You said, but why didn't you? I stayed strong. I stayed in the Word of God. I stayed focused. I ain't going to the right. I ain't going to the left. I'm going straight ahead. Straight path. Number two. Jeff, I don't even want to get off that. Can I say it one more time? Anybody here ever been distracted? Come on, don't lie to me. You know what the devil's trying to do? He's trying to get you off your path. He'll use anything and everything to do it. See, the devil use you as an illustration. If we're going to sell our parsonage and you're going to do it right. You said, why'd you pick Cindy?
because he could sell an Eskimo a bikini. She's labor focused. She's honed her craft. She knows what she's doing. I'll advise any of you, you need a realtor, hey, be sure you tithe off of this, and a 1% kickback won't hurt. You hear me out. That girl will sell it. You know why? She's focused. And I bet you get aggravated, Cindy, if you got goals and somebody comes up and messes your plan up. I can see it on you. I can just tell what kind of person you are. You've got that A personality about like me. I'm not an A. I'm a triple A plus A. Number two. Look at verse number 8. Y'all liking this? Not only should you be strong in your focus, number 2, in verse number 8, you ought to be strong in your faith. This book of law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do accordingly to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. You need to be in strong in faith. And I want everyone to look at me. You'll not have strong faith outside the Bible. Faith coming by hearing. Why is it some of you are on your social media more than you are in your Bible? You know how to tweet. You know how to do all that junk. I know one person used to come to this church. Don't come anymore. They make me nervous. Anybody gets up at 3 o'clock in the morning, check their status. They sick puppies. I'm getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning and checking to see all my status. Somebody laid you on your head when you was a baby and your brain fell out. I want all y'all to know, you hear me out. Faith coming by hearing. First of all, we've got inspired precepts of God. You got a Bible right here that'll guide you through everything. Somebody help me preach. Inspired precepts. He said you need it in your heart. You need it in your mouth. By the way, you have it in your mouth, you won't be gossiping. You have it in your mouth, you won't be cussing. You know, there's some of the worst cussers I know are Baptist preachers. Shameful. I'm serious, it's a heart attack. Number 2, look at verse 5. Not only be strong in faith, inspire precepts of God, but also the incredible presence of God. Look what it said in verse 5. Look back here. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. Hold a minute. Hold a minute. One of the greatest men I ever hired here was Jared Shoemate. He's a great man. Doing a great job. You got his job. But I want you to know something. You don't have to be intimidated. You just be Grant. And as long as you go with God. Somebody help me. Hey, Jared Shoemate, 10 years. Man, I want you to know something. I depended on him. He was a great man. But I want you to know something. You don't have to take a back seat to nobody. Amen. You don't have to take a back seat to nobody. You don't have to take a back seat to nobody. You know why you don't have to take a back seat to nobody? Because as God was with him, he'll be with you. Amen. Hey, you ain't got a corner on the marker in the presence of God. Every one of you in this room could reach God. Every one of you in this room could touch God. Every one of you in this room could worship God. Ain't nobody got a corner on the presence. Hallelujah. That's why God's blessing you, Grant. That's why God's blessing Tyler. That's why God's blessing Brother Chad. That's why God's blessing Jared Green. You know why? Because the same God that had blessed this preacher is blessing them, and he ain't no respecter of persons. Then the ensure promises of God. You do all that, God said you're going to be successful. Now, number three. Stay with me. I'm almost done. Look at verse 12, 13, 14, and on. Then you need to be strong in the fight. I want to show you a principle here that blew my mind when I read this. And to the Reubenites in verse 12, and to the Gadites, and to half the tribe of Manasseh, spake Joseph saying, or Joshua, excuse me, remember the word which Moses, thy servant of the Lord, commanded you, saying, the Lord your God hath given you rest and hath given you this land. Your wives, your little ones, and your children, or your cattle, shall remain in the land which Moses gave you on this side of Jordan. But ye shall pass before your brethren armed, all the mighty men of valor, and help them. We need to be strong and fight. How many of y'all agree with me that Christian living isn't the cakewalk? Hey, it takes a lot to have discipline to pray and read the Bible and go soul winning. It ain't a cakewalk, but you got to be armed. You said, armed with what? Take a sword of the Spirit. You got to have an adamant courage. You got to be a man of valor. It takes courage to pass out of track. It takes courage to get up and preach. It takes courage to go out and help somebody. But look at verse 12. I want all y'all to see this. I don't know if you've seen it, but I'm going to give it to you. Then I see an allied conquest. Do y'all know this, AJ? Did you see this? 2.5 of the tribes didn't go across. They actually pissed on the wilderness side. Y'all hear me? Did y'all see that? 2.5 of the tribes didn't go over. But here's what he said. That's okay. You want that? Okay. But when it comes to fighting, you'll come with us. Wayne, you know what the tragedy of most churches is? We don't have people in unity. We're not allied together. We've got too many rotten opinions. And we're too separated. And there's too many cliques in churches. And too much politics in churches. And too many opinions in churches. But I want to tell you what, when it comes to fighting a battle, everybody gets enlisted. Am I preaching? I gotta protect you. I gotta be with you. Boy, that's good. See, I want to tell you what's going on. You know why there's a lot of churches that's not making it and not being blessed like this church? Because they got too many schisms. And they're split down the middle. And they got too many chiefs and not enough Indians. By the way, in the Baptist church, there's one pastor. The associates. By the way, if you can sing, you ought to help. Join the choir. If you got brains, and some people smarter than I am, use them for God. Amen. Be team players. I'm going to tell you what will be the downfall of any church and will make you unsuccessful if you're not a team player. Ain't nobody wants no soloist. You ain't out here by yourself and thinking you're it. God don't want that. And I want you to know something. If you can't be a team player, you can't be successful. Amen. Somebody said, why is your staff so close? We are close. Because we know we need each other. We're team players. I may be the leader, but we're team players. And I want to be honest with you. Every once in a while, one of them boys has a better idea than I do. Guess what? I still chew white, buddy. I kind of like it. Just be a team player. If you're one of people, if everybody was a team player, highways and hedges, if everybody's a team player, if every Sunday school teacher's a team player, if every choir member is a team player, what in the world would happen here? Am I preaching? I'm done. One more. You want to be successful? Look at verse 16 and 17. And I'll be finished. You need to be a strong follower. And they answered Joshua, saying, all that thou commandest us to do, us we will do. And whithersoever thou sendest us, we will go. And according as we have hearkened unto Moses in all things, so will we hearken unto thee. Only the Lord thy God be with thee, as he was with Moses. First of all, they said this, Joshua, we're going to submit to your authority. You know, I'm the pastor, I have authority, but it's not a thing for me to get puffed up, and I'm not a dictator, and I'm not trying to be a dictator, but I want to be honest with you. It's where God put me, and you ought to follow the pastor as he follows the Lord. And then you need to be subordinate. Hello. Come on now. Oh, Seth. I love Seth. You don't like Seth? You come through me, boy. Seth knows right now you're the low man on the totem pole. You're an intern. That don't mean you low. That just means that's your position. But you know what? Seth's learned that. Old Seth, he doesn't try to usurp himself. You know what he does? He just said, whatever y'all want, I'll do it. You ought to thank God for that. You know what Chad says every Monday morning when he comes in to see me? You know what he says? How can I help you? What can I do for you to lift your burden? How can I be a blessing to you? I'm not demanding him to do that. Have I ever asked you to do that? No, sir. But he wants to do it. See, you need to follow the commander's order. In verse 18, you need to support. Whosoever is he that doth rebel against the commandment and will not hearken unto the words and all that thou commandest him, he shall be put to death. Only be strong and of good courage. Boy, that's good preaching. You know, I'll tell you something I need right now. And we need... You don't do it today. But I'll tell you something would take a load off us. Y'all want to take a load off me? Load off the church? I'd like somebody to learn how to drive a bus, and I'll pay for your CDL. I had one route, didn't get a run tonight, Jeff. There's 15, 20 kids didn't get to come because I didn't have a substitute. And my driver was out of town. You said, man, I'm a preacher. I'm not real smart, but I think I could drive. I'll tell you, I'll make a deal with you. You want to pay for your physical? We do that. Not bad. We'll get you the books to do it. We'll help you. You said, man, I never thought about that. Oh, will you pray about it? Somebody, at least somebody in this big room could say, I'll drive a bus. I'll drive a van. I'll do something. Boys, quite in here. Y'all dying on me? I want to be honest with you. When I first started out, I didn't start out as a preacher. I started out being under the wing of Herman Haynes. And you know what I told him every Sunday and every Wednesday? And I went soul winning. Bill, you know I went soul winning with him. I said, what do you want me to do, preacher? You tell me. One time he told me to go clean out a room that had rats in it. And I went down there, give them decon, they gain weight. I put them on State Road Rat Killer, and they killed them deader than a hammer. I loved Herman Haynes. He was just an interim pastor, but I followed him. It didn't matter he was interim. I followed him. I loved him. He was my hero. To this day, he's my hero. He's a weeping prophet. You know what he told me? He said, "You want to be successful? I thought you were going to give me some big old something." He said, "Don't get the big head and don't get woman trouble." I got woman trouble, but it's just one. Hold a minute. Hold a minute. Let me ask you something. Come on, church. Are you focused? Do you want to be successful? Are you letting people and other things get you out of focus? Come on. Do you have faith? Do you believe God's going to use you? Do you believe if you ask Him, He'll use you? Get a goal. Are you in the fight? Are you in the fight? This is not a cakewalk. It's a fight. Amen. And all your followers, just follow them. And let me say this to you. Ain't none of us will ever be a leader until we learn to be a follower. Amen. Oh, I better say that one more time. You'll never be a leader until you be a follower. And if you can't be a good follower, you'll never be a good leader. Let me ask you something. I wonder how many people get out. You say, "I'm preaching the devil out of you tonight." I wonder how many people in this room, you want God to bless your life and you want to be successful. And you want your family to be successful. You want your business to be successful. You want your work to be successful. You want your ministry in this church to be successful. You want it. Why don't you just come up here around the altar and talk to God and say, "God, if you're going to be with me, I'm going to be strong. I'm going to get behind the pastor. I'm going to get behind the church. I'm going to get together with my family, and we're going to do something for you." Young people, are you going to do it tonight? Mom, Dad, you, how about just come up and line up and say, "I want to be successful." And if you're not saved, you can't be successful because you're on your way to hell, and the only way to start being successful is to trust Christ. Amen? Bow your head with me. I'm finished. Stand up, would you? If you want to come ahead and go ahead and pray, you ought to. I ain't putting a lot of pressure on you. I just want you to be you. Is there anybody here not saved? Raise your hand if you're not saved. If you're not saved, raise your hand and say, "I'd like to get saved." All right. Rest of the church, come on. You want God's blessing? Come on, Father. Touch this invitation. Help us to follow the principles that were laid out before us tonight. In Jesus' name. Amen. Are you coming? I'm going to pray you come. Where He leads me, I will follow. Where He leads me, I will follow. Where He leads me, we'll be right back.